We are up to Mitzvah Tavkuf Peites 589 as we head into the final stretch of the Mitzvah Shir. The last couple of tens of mitzvahs, about 25 mitzvahs left, and we are up to the Isser of Shelo Ya'id Karov, an Isser of a relative testifying. Says the Torah, Lo Yumsu Perachav Dalad Pasik Tezayin, Lo Yumsu Avos Al Banim, Uvanim Lo Yumsu Al Avos. Literally, fathers should not die Al Banim, due to their sons, uvanim lo yimsu alavos, and children should not die due to their fathers. Ish bechet'o yumasu, each man shall die in his own sin. Ish bechet'o yumasu. Yes, the Gemara tells us there were four people that never sinned and died anyway. Binyamin and Yishai and Kilav and Amram. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Bava Basra. But those were exceptions to the rule. They were, as the Gemara says, they died just because of b'ityo shel nachash. But everyone else in the world, besides those four, Ishbechet o yumasu. Chazal already note that there seems to be a problem with the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk sounds like there's a havamina that a father will die based on the actions of the son and the father. How could that even be? We don't believe in that. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the just God, tzaddik v'yashar hu. So what is? How are we supposed to understand the first half of the pasuk? The second half of the pasuk is correct. Ishbechet o yumasu. So what's the even havamina of the first half of the pasuk? That is why Chazal even. Before we look at Chazal, Unkelus adds in two words, and that is what our mitzvah is. Lo yumusun avohan al pum binin. Fathers should not die by the mouth of their sons. Uvinin lo yumusun al pum avohan. And children should not die based on the mouth of their father. Anosh bechovei yumusun. A man in his own sin. Right? So that's where the Unkelus, the Yonatarakam, you know someone who's Zio also. Lo yiskatlun avohan. Lo besahadus velo bechovei. Benin, ubenin lo yiskatzlun, v'lo besahadus. Sahadus is edus. V'lo bechove avon, ish bechove al sad and ksheirin yiskatzlun. Rabbi Yosef ben Uziel adds on the pshat even to the last part of the pasuk. The way Chazal understand the pasuk is that fathers should not die based on the testimony of their sons. Sons should not die based on the testimony of their fathers. That's the first half of the pasuk. It's all about testimony. And then the last part of the pasuk is everybody dies because of their own sins. Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel adds in that even the last part, ish becheto yumasu, should be understood as ish bechove al sad and ksheirin. Everyone, based on their sins, on the testimony of kosher witnesses, yiskatzlun yumasu. So it's a continuation. According to Yosef ben Uziel, even the last part of the pasuk is a continuation of the first part of the pasuk. And now we can appreciate Rashi after we see the two targumim. Lo yimsu avos al banim be'edus banim v'yim tomar ba'avon banim farnemar ish becheto yumasu. At the end of the pasuk, avol mish eino ish meis ba'avon aviv shaktane meis ba'avon avos amidei shamayim. That's a separate topic, not for us right now. So the pshat that the Unkelus says, that Rashi says, that is all about Edus. Ask the Svarno, is there any way to understand this pasuk kipshuto? Lo yimsu avos al banim, not having to do with Edus? Obviously, Edus is how Chazal understand it. But is there a way to understand the pshat? As the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, eina mikra yotzi midei pshuto, right? We don't say that the pshat is totally rejected. As the Ramban points out, it doesn't say eina mikra ela pshuto, that you have to only darshan the pshat. We have many levels of interpretation. And as we say, eina mikra yotzi midei pshuto, there's only one exception to the rule. That's the pasuk by Yivam and Chalitza, ha-bechara sher teilid. But other than that, everything has a pshat. So what is the pshat? So the Svarno says, I could come up with an idea. And keep in mind, the footnotes of Cooperman points us out, and even before of Cooperman, the Ksava Kabbalah points out, that what the Sfarno says here is not going against the Pshat. This isn't like one of those psukim of ayin tachas ayin, and we say it does not mean an eye for an eye. No, this is not like that. Rav Cooperman writes, Chazal just said, you don't have to say that. Of course, lo yimsu avos al banim. What's the havamina? So Chazal darshan it. But the Sfarno is saying, even on a pshat level, you can understand that. How so? Afilu al chei tamered b'malchus. Mor b'malchus. In cases in other nations, says the Sfarno, we find that if there is a rebellion against a king, when the rebellion is squashed and put down, not only is the rebellious person put to death, but even his children. Sheminag ha-malachim laharo gam es b'neihem, shelo yakumu l'sonim l'malchus. After all, if the king kills their father, so then they're going to ultimately probably rebel too. So, kill him first, like hashkim lahargo. Ki'inyan hachinu l'banav matbeach ba'avon avosam. As the Bal Yakumu v'Yarshua aretz u'malu p'nei tevel arim, pirusho sonim. And therefore, you might have thought that that's okay, because that's more of, in a more general sense, defense. Mikol makom, the Torah says no. Asra Torah l'malachenu laharog ze b'shvil ze b'chemlas Hashem alamo. And this is all to teach us chemla. V'zeh, and that's exactly what Amatziyahu, the king of Yehuda, did. It's in the first pasuk. We don't know Divrei Hayamim, but it's in the first pasuk of Divrei Hayamim. The pasuk says it's amazing. How many psukim in the Torah refer to other psukim in Tanakh? Well, there's one right here in Divrei Hayamim Beis in Perachav Hey. The pasuk says that Vayehi kasher chazka hamamlacha alav vayaharoges avadav hamakimes hamelech aviv. And Amatsya took care of those who rebelled, the Esbineyem Lohemis. But his sons he didn't kill. He didn't kill the children of the Rebbe Malchus. Why? The pasuk continues, Ki kakosuv batora b'sefer Moshe, asher tziva Hashem lemor, lo yamusu avos avanim, uvanim lo yamusu al avos. Unbelievable. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim quotes the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. That's the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, but that says the Sfarno. That's the pshat of the pasuk. The pasuk pshat is that you shouldn't kill fathers for children, children for fathers, even in the case of Moreh B'Malchus, where it is acceptable among other nations. That is not done here. And the Ksava Kabbalah, just to finish this thought, says this is a perfect example of drash that and pshat that fit together. He says, "Mipashas devrem yirashish hevdel bein adrashos hasosros as apshat lebein adrashos hameschalfos meapshat." It's a different way of interpreting, an additional way, but not an anti. Ki advarim hameschalfim heim bekoacha efshar lioshneim tzotkim. They're both correct. V'lochein v'chol makom shederech hapshat eino ela note u'mechlaf me'al adrash lo misnagid elav amrinan ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto v'adrashat hidarish ki ozi epshuto shal mikra kavana achas v'adrashat kavana shnia. There are different ways, shivim panam haTorah. That's important. Point number one in our pasuk. How do you understand the pasha pshat lo yimsu avos abanim, the Sfarno, and Chazal? Here we go now to the Sefer HaChinuch in Tavkuf Peites. The Isser of Ha'adas Krovin. Relatives cannot testify in court, and the Isser, as we'll see, is on Beis Din to accept it. The relative coming, he's setting them up. Just don't accept my testimony. What am I doing? So, let's say he doesn't know the halacha, but it's an Isser on Beis Din. Shenimnanu milakabel Eidus HaKrovim. Ksasan al ksasan. Some of them, Valzen Emar, Lo Yimsu Avos Abanim, Vanim Losu Alavos, Uba Bezeb Bezirish Amukubau. That's what the Torah says, Lo Yimsu Avos Be'edus Banim, Velo Banim Be'edus Avos. The Hua Din Bedinim Aminus. Even though the Torah talks about extreme capital cases, even monetary cases. She'ein Ma'aminim Akrovim Ksasam al ksasan. You can't have family testify about each other, even in monetary cases. The Amnam Nizkar Zeb Bedinim Nefashos Azara Guzma. It just uses an extreme case to get a point across. We shouldn't say, come on, he's testifying about Dina Nefashis. Of course he's not going to lie about his father. So it must be telling the truth, because it's his father and it's Chayim Misa. No, even in that case, we don't accept him. Aval nase be'eduso acher she'eduso hi la'abei nefesh krovo. V'yafal pi she'izkar akazav avos v'abanim bilvad. And even though it only mentions fathers and sons, who adin l'ksas v'da krovo macherim, other relatives are also included. We'll see what's daraisa, what's darabanan. But others are included. These are just examples. Aval hizkir banim v'avos aderech mashal she'in ovim ma'od zezeh. They love each other very much. V'yamar shagam elu inim ne'amanim zeh alzeh l'chiyuv. They're not believed even to be mechayiv each other. Vein sarach lomar liftar. I don't even have to tell you liftar. Surely that is not allowed, because there's a chashash of lying. V'odin l'ksas v'da krovim kabo shaboy le'na kabbalah bahen. As I'll mention soon, says the Sefer HaChinuch, there are other relatives included on the daraisa level. We'll get to that. So, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? We will mention three ideas. Two from the Sefer HaChinuch. Number one, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefisha Iker Kolin Yani B'nei Adam Tzluyin Ve'edas Anashim. So much of life depends on other people's record of what happened. All business. You sign something, you notarize something, you witness something. All business. That's how society functions. You have security cameras. It's all about knowledge and other people seeing it. Right? O al kein, ratza hamakom laharchik mimenu, levil tiasos din bein bnei adam, rak beidus chazak amiti naki mikol shad. So because edus is such a part of society, the Torah wants edus to have a very high standard. High standard! And it wants to be clean from any type of suspect. And here, with his family involved, right, any type of nepotism, it's already suspect. And edus plays a central role in society. We learned back in Parshas Vayikra, way back a couple years ago, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of edus, kufchaf beis. The Torah tells us, the chinuch counts it at the end of Parshas Vayikra, lahagid or edus b'fnei adayonim b'chol mashen edayu. It's a mitzvah d'asei d'oraisa to testify, bein shi'is chayav edus misa o mamon amuad alav. Anything, whether it's misa or mamon, to say, to be mechayev, that's the pasuk. V'hu eid o ra'a o yada im lo yagid v'nasav o no. And the chinuch counts that as a mitzvah asay, right? The importance of giving testimony. Some rishonim, the bahag, or sad yagon, the rigonim, don't count this as a separate mitzvah, but the Rambam does, and the sefer chinuch does, counts it as a mitzvah, right? Testifying on behalf of someone is crucially important, right? The Gemara even says, very strong words, im psachim, in Arvi psachim kufyud gimel amabeis. Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. There are three people Hashem loves and three people that Hashem hates. How does Hashem love? Ohavan Mishe'eno Koes. Somebody does not get angry. Umishe'eno Mistaker. Somebody doesn't get drunk. Umishe'eno Mamin Almidosav. It's somebody who lets things slide. He's not Mamin Almidosav. Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. Three people Hashem hates. Hamidaber Echad Bepev Echad Belev. Someone who says one thing but means something else. Vahayodeya Edus Bachavero Ve'eno Meyelo. Someone who knows testimony on behalf of his friend and doesn't say a word. Shem hates that. You know you can help the guy out. You're the only one. It's not like even other Maisa Chasadim. Why does it say somebody could be Mvaker Cholim a dozen? Because there anybody could be Dubiker Cholim. There are 10 people here. You know testimony on somebody's behalf and you don't say it? Oh, that's a sone. Hashem hates that type of behavior. And then also, v'haroa davar erva b'chaveiro umeid bo yechidi. There's a davar erva, you see something against your friend, and you know one aid is not accepted in this regard, ain't davar sheba erva pachas b'shtayim, and you say it anyway, even though it's not going to be accepted, it's stam rechilus. So, one of the ones that Hashem hates is hayodea eidus b'chaveiro v'enu meivo. Right? That's the mitzvah zasei. Eidus is so part of our society. It is interesting, though, Rav Sirotzkin points out in Vayikra, the Torah doesn't give a command. There is a mitzvah we can't, but it's not said in a lashon sivui. V'hu eid o ra'a o yada. It's like kind of he knows, says the Rav Zalman Sirotzkin. Hashem knows that it's hard to give testimony. It's hard to get involved in other people's lives. Yor de Torah l'sov daito shel adam ad kamek kasha alav l'sarev al riv lo lo lohod to tovas ha'echer l'ras ha'sheni. Min asam yor defenu beizeh. What, the other guy's going to run after me? He's going to be upset at me. What do I need this for? Oy lo. Im yomar voy lo. Im lo yomar. If I say it, if I don't say it, I'm stuck. I'm caught. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, it's okay. You give testimony. And if you don't give testimony, right, then you have to bring a karban. There is. We have kulas by the karban. Right, it's as we know, it's an olav yored. Kulas by the karban, because Hashem knows that it's hard to give testimony. It doesn't even say it in a lashon of tzivui. Okay, we continue. So we're back to the first reason. What's the first reason behind this iser? Hashem wants, he knows society functions with edus, and he wants a very high standard. Back to the chinuch, ulechizik in yinzeh, hirchik kol edus akrovim afbechiyav, even where relatives would testify against each other, which is very unlikely that they're lying. Pentis pashit a regular dusin zelze lekavo aflus chus. Maybe we'll get confused and we'll accept it even in the other direction. Via inyan azeh umidarki a Torah shlema. And this is all related to the perfection of the Torah. Shetarchik la olam hamechsholos vahadvarim akrovim lihimatzi bohem vahezek al bnei adam. The Torah always distances us from items that will hurt us and will negatively affect us, right? Perfect example of a siyag d'oraisa. This is a siyag d'oraisa. You're not allowed to testify against your relative because you might have to testify for your relative and lie. Even if it's telling the truth, it doesn't matter. This is an example of a siyag d'oraisa. V'o nimsa lanu to'elas acher b'davar. Now the chiddush says, number two, another concept that comes out of this mitzvah. Kimiyosa krovim shochrim tamid zel zeh. Relatives many times live near each other. Yeshivas avikivasam yachad. People live in close quarters. When people live in close quarters, there's always fights. There's always Machlokes, EF, Sherlo Hanley, he nutsell, Shleis Kotus, as Elefamim. It's impossible that sometimes there won't be fights, right? We're not on the level of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, at his wife's Levaya, was heard mumbling. You know, usually the minhag is to ask Mechila, but we never did anything to each other. There's no Mechila for me to ask. I never did anything. We did Alpi HaTorah. Every single day, imagine the decades that they were together to be able to make such a comment that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not about Gaiva for the long, farthest stretch of the imagination. Anav Mikal Adam, and that's what he says. Adim Naemanim heard it. Right, we're not on that level. They're always Ktatos and Rivos. So people who live close together, it's impossible that it doesn't come up sometimes. The Ilu Yaminu Beidusan Zelzeb, if testimony of relatives would be believed, Ulai Bakaasam Tamid Elum Elu, what's gonna happen? They're gonna get angry, they're gonna run to Bezdin. Talecham Asam Lafisha'a, the Avolaf Neadayan. They'll come in front of the daim, Yechaivus Rosham Lemelech, and they'll say something that'll be obligatory for their relative. They'll be very upset about it a couple minutes later. Ukeshocha Chama Kimache Yachnokas, but they're going to kill themselves for what they did to their relatives. Midagasol Krova Maseyu. Chodarke Hashem Yishar. Hashem says, okay, we're not accepting any testimony. Work it out. You're into a fight, you work it out. Right? Similar to the idea of the get Mekusher, as we have a special get given by Kohanim, because we want to let them have more of a chance to calm down, because once they do it, it's going to be, right, no, the point of no return. As we know, Cohen cannot return his wife who he divorced. That is number two. Because they live close together, we don't want them to be able to testify against each other. Number three is the Rambam. The Rambam ultimately says there is no reason. The Rambam tells us, based on Chazal, in the Perek Yudalin and Hilchas Eidus Halacha Tezvav, Zesha Pasla Torah Eidus Akrovim. And interesting, he says this in Mishnah Torah. This is not in Moreh Nevuchim. Zesh, that which the Torah apostles Krovim. Lo Mipnei Shein Becheskas Oavim Zezeh. Don't think it's like what the Zevra Chinuch says. That it's because they love each other and worry that they're gonna lie. No! Shahari Inu Meilo, Lo Lutovasov Lo Lura Aso. That's not it. Ella, Gzeres HaKasav Hi. It's a Gzeres HaKasav. Leficha, and that's why Ha'oi Vasoni Kasher. So your best friend could testify for you. Your best friend could testify for you. But your relative can't. Now your best friend also might lie. But you know what? There are rules. There are rules. Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasav, even though he's possible to be a Dayan. Shelo Gazra Torah El Ala Krovim. The Torah goes on Krovim, not on any others. So the Rambam clearly has a view, a Hashkafa of... It is Xeris HaKasav. And this is a question that is asked by all the type of Psule Edus. This is a question that we can ask by a Baldin, by a Nogea Badaver, by a Rasha, by a Mumar, by all these types of Edus we can ask. Is the issue, was asked in the Achronim, is it Achshash Meshaker, or is it Baldavar? Is it a formal Psul, even separate from the idea that we think that they might be lying? After all, the Gemara Baba Basra is where the Rambam obviously got it from. The Gemara Baba Basra, Kufnun Tes, says the Elote Mahachi Moshe va'Aron lechosnam mishum delo mehemnihu Alexeres Melechu. What if Moshe and Aaron wanted to testify together? Right, two relatives to themselves, not just relatives to the party, to the defendant. They can't testify together. Moshe and Aaron, we don't think are lying in any sense. But Xeris Melech. That's the Rambam's lashon. It's Xeris Melech. Right, this is the Chakira. Rav Elchanan also discusses this in Kovet Shirim there. There in Baba Basra, Tavkuf Pei, he asks. He says, Makshin. He says, find the Pasal Edis if you're a Karov and Moshe and Aaron. But how about believe them Betoras Anan Sahadi? Anan Sahadi, that it's clear. It's clarity. You saw what happened. Why don't you believe them Itam Anan Sahadi? So explains the Rebbe Chanan. Sometimes you would, but it's not real Edis. And sometimes you need real Edis. For example, Kiddushin. Edus Lakiyam Hadavar. What if you have a video on a wedding and there's no Edim there? It doesn't matter if it took place. Hari Amukudash is leaving everything. There are no Edim there. You need Edus Lakiyam Hadavar. If there's no Edus Lakiyam Hadavar, it doesn't work. So sometimes Anan Saadi might work, but it doesn't work where you need real testimony. Rabbi Chanan also discusses this in Kovet Saaretz and Yevamos, the end of Simen Chav Zayin, where he discusses Afal Gav Shahadavar Emes. Even if you know it's true, in Lasos Ela Be'edus Kasher, you have to get Edus Ksherim. He said, number one, that Gemara Baba Basra we just quoted. Number two, if Ein Eid Nasa Dayin Ksheiro Balayla, if somebody sees something at night, they can't then become, there's no testimony at night. Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos, in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel, Edus Navi, Sheyomar Shenoda Lo Benevua, Lo Mahanya. If a Navi tells us something, doesn't matter, separate from the issue of Lo Bashamayim Hi. No, the issue is, even if you know something's true, If Eidus is required, it doesn't matter. If you know it's true, you have to have Eidus. That's the very strong lashon of Xeris HaKasuf, like the Rambam says right here. Good. Midini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, says the Chinuch is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that on a Daraisa level, the only relatives that are included in this are paternal relatives. Paternal brothers, their children, an uncle and a nephew, all paternal brothers. All maternal brothers or maternal relatives are all pasul dirabanan. That is the Rambam Shita, and the Ramban argues vigorously. Where is this discussion? In Shoresh Beis, where the Rambam discusses in Shoresh Beis that if something is not learned out from psukim, but it's learned out from drashos, it's not counted as a mitzvah. Ein roy limnos kol mashen loedim ba'achas b'shloshes v'imidos shatornid reshes b'hen oberibuy. And the Rambam continues that most of Torah is learned out. You could have dinim daraisa learned out from zera shava hekesh v'chulu, but you're not going to count it as a mitzvah. And the Ramban says there are many examples. The Rambam has many examples that support him, but the Ramban says many examples. What do you mean? You could count things learned out from drushas included in the mitzvahs, and one of the examples he gives is maternal relatives. They could be daraisa. Fine, they don't get Yerusha, but they could be daraisa. This is a major machlokas, what is included in this iser of Shelo Yad Karav. Again, the Chinuch ends off by saying this mitzvah is upon Bezdin. If Bezdin violates and accepts Eidus of a Karov, and they're done, I'll pee that Eidus, that it's an iser daraisa, they don't get Malkos because they'll have Shein Bo Maisa, but this is Usur, again, Tafkuf Peites, 589. We will stop here.